Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ. I'm Tweety. LJ isn't here right now. And, well, it's going to be me by myself for the time being. So they have a guest, so he's going to call in soon. But today we're going to talk about NFL. Preseason starts today, baby. The NFL is back. Been waiting for a long time now. We here. So it kicks off with the Hall of Fame game tonight. And pretty sure most people won't be watching it. But it's still the preseason. It's still kind of exciting to know that the NFL is back. And if anybody listening out there, I'd like for you to give me a call and give me your take on how you feel the season is going to shape out early. And if you feel like you have any early Super Bowl favorites, early Super Bowl picks, give me a call and go ahead and talk what you know. Tell me what you know. Call in is going to be 646-668-2343. Again, that's 646-668-2343. Oh, we got our guest caller, got our guest host on the line. Derek, you there?
Kenny. Yes, sir. How's it going?
What's going on, fellas?
Man. Another day, another dollar, man. You know how it is.
I already. I was just giving the rundown of the show. We're gonna talk about NFL, you know, the preseason start today, Hall of Fame game kicks off. You know what I'm watching it. It's kind of exciting to know that the NFL is going to be back, you know.
And the Hall of Fame game is a waste of time.
It's a waste of time?
Yep.
Why you say that?
Because nobody want to see them play. Who playing in the Hall of Fame game? If you don't know the people, unless you kin to those people or they your friends or something, ain't nobody on the first team. Ain't no starters playing tonight. It's just scrubs. Nobody
true,
want to see that.
True. I mean, yeah, that's most preseason, though. You know, ain't nobody really want to see none of the preseason.
Right. And that's
but
why
at the
they
same
trying
time,
to drop them.
Go ahead.
I said that's why they're trying to get rid of the preseason, cut it from four games to two. Nobody want to see that.
I get you that. I agree. Not too many people want to see the Hall of Fame game. But at the same time, I guess, you know, it's just a little bit exciting to know that football season has returned. The way that, like, kind of over, we start counting down the weeks to the regular season. And speaking of the regular season, I mean, you know, it's an NFL trend for a lot of people to go from worst to first. Have you been keeping up with the offseason enough to at least, you know, give your own early prediction of who could be that team that sneak up on everybody this year? Who's your early sleeper this year?
Early sleepers, the Bills, maybe, you know, since they got a big turnaround over there.
Yeah,
maybe the Bills. They might do something, but other than that, if you were sorry last year, you're going to be sorry this year. Tennessee, Raiders, Buccaneers.
You don't think Amari Cooper going to make any – Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree going to make a difference over there in Oakland?
Yeah, they're going to make a difference. The only difference they're going to make is that their receiver's going to be getting paid more. That's about it.
They're going to result in more wins.
No, because they quarterback still under average.
It's Derek Carr.
Yeah, he under average. He below average.
He's not average.
So it don't matter how cold you are as a receiver.
Old Carr last year.
How many games they win last year?
Like four, I think. Five.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, like you say, potential ain't nothing. But potential ain't never won nothing.
Agreed. Yeah. I say this is I guess, like I said, it's an exciting time. I guess I'm talking about – I'm more partial to the home team. My home team is Dallas Cowboys. But a lot of people been getting hurt in training camp due to some wild stuff. Like, well, it was rumored that DeSean Jackson got hurt because he ran into a tackle dummy, hurt his shoulder. And Dez Bryant tweaks his hamstring trying to dunk the ball after catching touchdown in training camp. Like, What do you feel about these little freak injuries, these little crazy injuries happening in training camp, these misfortunes of teams? Like, how do you interpret that? Is it players being out of shape, players doing too much in training camp?
Nah, it's called football. I mean, if you play football, you're going to get hurt. It don't matter if you hurt yourself getting hit, you hurt yourself running, you're going to get hurt. So it's like every year somebody's going to get hurt. You're going to lose a star player every year.
This
ain't baseball.
Yeah. They just charge it to the game, man.
Yeah, only person play every game is Cam Newton, and he be hurt. Like I said, he play every game, but he still be hurt every game.
That is true, man. Cam Newton is a different specimen. He's a freak of nature. Like I said, he's a big dude.
Right, he a freak of nature, and he still get hurt. So what that say about the rest of the people? Yeah, they gonna get hurt. Deshaun Jackson, they number what? 140, 150? He weigh about 160 pounds or something like that?
I'd say 160 at the most.
Yeah, he going to
say probably about 185. Probably about 170, 185, somewhere around there. But like I say, he's a small cat. He's one of the smaller people in the NFL. And he got hurt, supposedly, messing with the tackle dummy. He tweeted out a video. I ain't got a chance to see the video saying that he didn't get hurt by the tackle sled. But at the same time, it's not hard to believe he got hit by the he hit the tackle sled too hard and hurt his shoulder. Whereas,
I mean, if that's the case, why is he running into the tackle sled anyway?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Maybe they're doing stock blocking. I don't know. He could be doing a blocking drill for receivers, and he's trying to do too much. I say we got about a good 15 minutes left on the show. Who you got as an early favorite for the Super Bowl? Who you picking as your early favorite for the Super Bowl?
The Cowboys versus the Colts.
Oh, that boy got Andrew Luck in the Super Bowl. I want you to elaborate on Andrew Luck. Yeah, I want to hear some more about that.
He got him a new receiver. Andrew Luck's probably the best quarterback in the AFC. I mean, you know, Peyton Manning, he old. And Tom Brady, he ain't going to be here for the first four games. So Andrew Luck probably got the best stats out of anybody in the AFC. They probably got the best offense in the AFC, too.
So they added Frank Gore. So they got Andre Johnson. So they did tool up a little bit. We already know they're going to win that division because don't nobody still know who's going to be the quarterback from Houston. Tennessee is Tennessee and Jacksonville is Jacksonville. So
right.
They got to
if you sorry last year, you're going to be sorry this year.
Yeah, they do have one of the easier routes. I guess I'm agree with you on one, Cowboys. And I'm a surprise you with one, man. Kind of a surprise. But I'm going to say Denver.
Denver who?
Broncos.
With Peyton Manning? Denver Broncos?
Yeah, the Peyton Manning Denver Broncos.
Nah, man, they ain't going to cut it.
I mean, who did they lose to in the playoffs last year? The Patriots?
I'm not even sure.
Oh, they lost to the Colts. They lost to the Colts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still going
to Peyton getting too old, man. Everybody's starting to figure out that stuff he be doing, man. You can't just keep running people. Can't keep running your receivers into people hoping you can get them open.
I mean, I guess it's DNA. We're going to run the ball more. They're going to use the little person, dude.
Yeah, they tried that last year and got sent home.
I guess they got to find they mix with it. They got to find the perfect balance of Peyton Manning being Peyton Manning, which is kind of being the gunslinger, but they might have to tame that down a little bit. So like you say, he getting old. He can't throw the ball 50, 60 times a game no more and expect to win. I think they got to put him on more of a a Tony Romo type of deal. But I guess
right.
the question is do they have an offensive line
for that? Right, that was they're not made for that. Payton not made for that. Because if you're going
to 50 times a game.
Yeah, because if you're going to run the ball, you have to have an effective play action. And Peyton Manning is not an effective play action quarterback. He's too slow.
I heard Peyton Manning had one of the best play actions in the game.
I mean, I don't see it. Tony Romo gets away with play action because Tony Romo can spin out the pocket. He can roll out the pocket if he needs to. Peyton ain't going nowhere. You know where Peyton at every snap. The only thing that Peyton has is that he gets the ball out of his hand before you get there. On play action, on play action, you got to be able to hide the ball and move with the ball. Peyton ain't moving nowhere. He gonna put it in his. He gonna put the ball in his stomach, take it back out, and then throw it.
I guess I see it different because I think Peyton Manning got one. But I think the only way a play action can be effective is if you have an effective running game to begin with. Otherwise,
I mean, yeah, that's true.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care who it is. Like, if ain't nobody, if you can't run the ball successfully, I ain't focused on you making his hand out. Whereas I think, like I said, when Peyton was in Indy and they had that effective running game, he had one of the best play actions in the game because of how effective that running game was. I guess in Denver, they haven't really gave the running game a shot until, like you said, at the end of last year, and that's after Peyton Manning got hurt. And he was like, well, yeah, right. He can't do it now because he's injured. But like I said, I agree as far as he is getting old, and he can't carry you like he used to for a season and the postseason. I think he can still do it for 16 games, maybe 14 games, get you about 10, 11 wins now. And but if you're going to ask him to do that every game for 16 weeks, by the time you hit the playoffs, yeah, he's out of gas. He's definitely out of gas.
I think they're going to start slow because they got new receivers. And Peyton is used to having the same thing over and over. That's Peyton. He used to the same – he eat the same cereal every day.
Uh-huh.
So when you bring him in new receivers, it takes him a time to get adjusted. And then he probably, 47 years old? So it's going to take him even more time to get adjusted.
Well –
you know, so –
So, that boy's like, the Colts
or
the Cowboys?
Yeah, and then I think go ahead.
I was like, you don't think the Patriots going to be able to bounce back from the four-game suspension with Tom Brady?
No.
They going to be too far back?
No. I don't think that the four-game suspension is what's going to bother them. Even if Tom Brady played 16 games, they wasn't going back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they weren't going to have it.
Right. They defense going to take a big step back. And once that defense go backwards, they're going to have to try to put up more points. Yeah, to try to stick with Andrew Luck. Because if one thing Andrew Luck going to do, he going to score some points.
Yeah. Agree with that one.
They're not going to be able to stop Andrew Luck this year.
Okay. I kind of like those picks, though. So, he said, Coach Cowboys, Edison's both picks. Now, I'm going to hold you to that, man. We're going to revisit this about around week 4-5. I'm gonna add, if LJ back, I'm going to ask you to call in as a guest. And we're going to revisit this. See if you're going to change your picks. Or are you going to stick true to your word?
I mean.
Don't need no wavering, man.
No wavering. That's. I don't understand that. I ain't said I'm putting my money on it. I ain't even fans with him.
Right.
I'm just saying that's who I like at the beginning of the year. At the riser right now, that's who it looks like should be in the Super Bowl. Now, you know, like I say, it's sports. Somebody's going to get injured. Somebody going to get traded. Somebody might get drunk. You know, these football players, somebody going to have a DUI. Somebody going to hit their kid. You know, something going to mess up.
Somebody going to get drunk.
Yeah, it's
that
just NFL stuff, you know.
Somebody going to screw up.
Yeah. Because as long as Aaron Rodgers don't get hurt, Green Bay looks real good every year. But every year somebody for Green Bay get hurt, and they throw them off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just hope that don't happen to the home team. These Cowboys guys go to the Super Bowl. It's been too long. It's been way too long.
Yeah, I feel like if nobody gets hurt, if the Cowboys don't have any big-time injuries, yeah, they'll go. But somebody gets hurt every year for the Cowboys. A big-time player gets hurt every year for the Cowboys.
That's true. Sean Lee used to be the favorite one on that list.
Yeah, it's always somebody on defense. Sean Lee, Morris Claiborne, somebody going down. Tony Romo, he bad.
Right, Brett Clark got the broke bone in his thing already.
Yep, Dez pulled up. Darren McFadden still hurt. You know, somebody going to get hurt. It's going to happen.
Who that? All right, man, we got last 10 minutes. Going to go through what we call quick hitters. I know it's early. Ain't nobody even played the game yet. But just like everybody else, we're going to jump on this prediction wagon. I'm going to go through the visions. If we got time, I might even go through who you think best players in certain positions are. Well, first division we're going to go with, AFC North. I want you to pick the winner of the AFC North. AFC North consists of Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh,
jump back at the top. No,
yep, they got all that offense. They got a lot of offense out there.
Okay, Pittsburgh. All right. AFC West. Denver, Chargers, Oakland, and Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Ooh. We dethroned and Peyton.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Peyton, man, they took a step backwards last year, and they're going to take another step backwards this year.
You said they fighting for the wild card early. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
He just getting older and older.
AFC East. You got Buffalo, New England, Miami, and the Jets.
This is good. This year, the Patriots should win it like they do every year. And they probably will be there. I mean, unless the Bills come up and surprise them, because like you say, Jets got a new coach, and they still don't have a quarterback.
Okay.
And the Bills got a new coach, and they don't have a quarterback either.
Nope.
So you know. The Patriots probably going to repeat again in that division.
All right. And the AFC South, I really shouldn't even have to ask this question. We got Titans, Jaguars.
Yeah, ain't no need to even ask that question, man. Andrew Luck going to win that. There ain't even no question.
All right, Coach.
Andrew Luck.
Coach got that. Coach got that. Okay, AFC South, Coach got that. All right. NFC West. Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams, 49ers.
I guess the Seahawks go win because the rest of them going to be sorry.
So the Cardinals going to be sorry. They coming off of what, an 11-5 season?
Okay. They still don't have no outfit.
All right. They only got no outfit.
They only good because they get to beat up on the Rams and the 49ers, who don't have no offense. They get to beat up on all the other teams that don't have no offense.
True.
But the Seahawks gonna put up numbers this year.
So, yeah, they are. Jimmy Graham finna make a big difference over there in that offense. They finna put up numbers. I agree with you on that. All right. NFC North. You got Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. A lot of people are picking Minnesota to do some things this year with Adrian Peterson finally being able to play with Teddy Bridgewater. What you say about that?
Man, long as Aaron Rodgers don't get hurt, ain't nothing Minnesota can do. I don't care who Minnesota get a ball to. As long as Aaron Rodgers don't get hurt, they're going to win.
You say the bad man in the North always find a way to win, huh?
Yeah, because Teddy Bridgewater, a good quarterback, he don't turn the ball over a lot, but
uh-huh.
he's not going to
uh-huh.
throw touchdowns like Aaron Rodgers.
That
the
only
way the Vikings beat Green Bay if it's 14-10.
And that's going to be a great defensive effort to keep them down to 10 points.
Right. If you keep Aaron Rodgers under 14 or 10 or something like that, you got a chance. But what's the chance of you keeping him under 17 points?
Right. That's tough. That's going to be tough. All right. NFC... South. Got the Panthers, Saints, Falcons, Bucks. Bucks got my boy Jameis Winston quarterbacking over there. You know, Saints retooled on their defense. Falcons retooled on their defense. So how did Carolina is the reigning division champ with a 7-9 record. So
right.
How do you see
Camden gonna win again?
They gonna win again?
Yep, because they're the only ones with some consistency. Everybody else over there got some new blood. Cam, them going to bring that same old run and gun. They just going to run and run and run some more. Run left and run right.
All right. And now for the NFC East, Cowboys, Philly, Washington, and Giants. A lot of people taking Philly. Because of the whole DeMarco Murray thing, they think the Cowboys running game is going to be a little weaker. Some people are buying the hype. Some people ain't buying the hype about the Cowboys offensive line. So how do you feel the NFC is going to shape out?
I just want to let the record show I am a Cowboys fan, and I have a strong dislike for the other teams in our division. So there's
right
no
on.
Way
I
would pick them to do anything.
All right. I second that motion. I second that motion. Hey, I vote that Cowboys have their own damn division. But that's just me. That's just me. So win every year, go to the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. We got 3 more minutes. Feel like I can get into the position, to a little bit of the position thing. All right? Now, a lot of people saying, I'm going to go to the running back position. That although DeMarco Murray had 1,800 yards last year, he's not the best running back in the league. I guess, considering the fact that Le'Veon Bell had a good season last year, Adrian Peterson is back on the field, you always got Matt Forte. Who do you feel is the best running back, or who would you pick first to be the running back on your team?
Now, the running back on my team and the best running back is probably two different people.
All right, well, give me your best running back then.
The best running back in football is probably LeSean McCarthy. But
okay.
It depends on what you know, what kind of team you're trying to be or what you're doing with your team. Now, if all you're going to do is run the ball up the middle 70 times, then, you know, give me Marshawn Lynch. But if you're going to run some screens and some lefts and up the middles. Yeah, give me either Shady McCoy or Jamal Charles. Them two are probably the best two to do everything. They can catch, they can run, they can block.
Okay. All right. Now, last man to have, we're going to get into one more position, wide receiver before we say goodbye. Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas got good contracts this year. They are both now number 2 and 3 as far as receivers paid per year. Who do you feel is the best receiver in the game, real quick?
Calvin Johnson, long as he's not hurt. long as he healthy.
Calvin Johnson still number one, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Dez is number. Dez number two. Dez better than Demaryius, but he Calvin is a whole another story.
So he's a different animal, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said my opinion for those two. My best running back will be Jamal Charles. My best receiver will be Dez Bryant. But that's because I'm a homer. All right, man. Last 45 seconds, man. Anything you got to say to the people?
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys, man. Football season is back. I'm saying Cowboys going 11-5, NFC East champs again, going to the Super Bowl. I appreciate you once again, man, for filling in for LJ.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you having me.
No problem. No problem, man. Once again, this tweet, signing out for LJ. Be safe. Whatever you're doing for us in our country, man, we appreciate it, man. I appreciate you again, Derek. Signing off. Midnight Radio Land. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Have a good work week next week. See y'all later. Peace.